There are hundreds of people in County Donegal and all over the country on the waiting list for new homes. It's a huge issue. And I'm concerned that the government, even though they've announced they're going to put $24 billion into housing and deliver 300,000 homes, I'm really concerned that they won't be able to do it based on the way they have behaved over the last 5 years. The Austrian model is very different. It's a cost-rent principle. In other words, it ties the rent costs to the construction and the maintenance costs. And it's really going back, in many cases, to the state building the homes. And the state will then apply a rent rate for people who are prepared to rent, but based on the actual construction cost, not on the inflated cost, so it will allow people to rent a house. It's a very robust model. It's been used successfully in Austria, where 24% of the total housing stock was built with these funds. And I think it's up to the Irish government to look at creative ways of building the houses and getting homes for people to rent, or they haven't a hope in hell of meeting the targets that were in their government programme for government.
And how would the model directly benefit Donegal and the North West if it was adapted by the government?
Well, I think in the first instance, we have in Donegal and the North West, like all other parts of the country, there are blocks of land available, some owned privately and some owned by the state, where houses could be built. I believe, first and foremostly, the state should be building more houses in Donegal. I think they should be using the land available to them, and they should be doing it using the Austrian principle. Go in there, construct the houses themselves, be a builder, and therefore be able to present the rental of these homes to people at a knockdown rent, at a reasonable rent that's available. You know, we don't all have to own our homes. And the other models around Europe, in Holland and elsewhere, over 50% of the people don't own their homes. They rent successfully in the community. And that's the challenge, I think, that has to be looked at. There are huge land acquisition costs for the private sector, and often there's a margin goes on top of that. Therefore, the builder arrives back to sell to the government or sell to the person in Donegal, the young man or young woman who's trying to start out in the world, at an inflated rate. They just can't afford it. So I'm saying, you know, the cost-rent principle has to be adopted. Tie the rent to the actual cost of building the house, and let's get people off this waiting list in Donegal.
And you also said that there needs to be, you highlighted the need for workforce training, that, you know, if they want these homes built, people need to be sufficiently trained and able to do that.
That's right. I'm a strong believer in the need for more apprentices and greater investment in the apprenticeship scheme. And this is where European Union funding comes in. I'm on the Regional Development Committee in Brussels, and we've been speaking about cohesion funds and what they do for Ireland. And the cohesion funds can finance social housing in Ireland, but we're not doing enough. The European Regional Development Fund is there as well to finance affordable housing projects, yet our government is not engaging with them to the level they should do. So I'm saying to the government, and I'm saying to Charlie McConlogue or whatever minister is there from Donegal or North West, that you must go into this new housing plan, use the low-interest loans that are there from the European Investment Bank and the grants from the ERDF to build and finance more affordable housing projects in Letterkenny, in Donegal Town, Ballybofey, all the major urban centres, where I think at the end of the day, people want a roof over their head, and our government has to work harder to achieve that.